from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You know, you've been out yesterday. We had an opportunity to talk to Jesse Bates. Great conversation with him yesterday, and talking about, you know, the chess match that him and Kirk play together. I called him Undercutting Jesse, mm-hmm. like we always like to call him.
How did he feel about that?
He's like, well, yeah. Like, he says, if I see the opportunity, yeah, I'm gonna take it.
Nah, jump it.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump it. I'm gonna jump it.
Did he sound like a guy who's about to have a new running mate at safety?
It was crazy because at the end of the conversation, the post had came up, so I had my iPad out, and I told him to come here for a second, and I showed it to him. He just gave me a little smirk and a little nod, and went on about his business and everything. And you're talking about, you know, a possibility of getting Justin Simmons in here,
yeah,
who is a all-pro safety at Denver for all those years. And my only thing I said is yesterday, and I mean, it could semantics, whatever, they're kind of the same player.
They're similar players.
Yeah, they're similar
sure.
players. They're both middle
sure
of the field safeties
players.
And all those different things like that. So I'm not saying they can't play in the box if you need them in there, but I'm just saying they're both similar damn players. But they play a lot of football. Maybe they can adjust off of it and everything like that. But, I mean, he's a damn good player.
Why is he not on a team? That's my question.
Well, I think there's always situations where you try to wait for the right fit. You okay. try to wait till out of the training camp. You obviously, your price goes down.
Obviously.
You know,
I would have to.
Your price goes down.
Because he's just coming off of a $60 million contract.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your price goes down. I mean, there's always certain things why guys wait this long. To
I know Denver camp. Denver has a bad situation, so yeah. they had to move on from a variety of
different
guys.
And I'm sure I probably know because he's such a good player that this ain't like the first time he's interacted and talked to teams.
No.
You know, it's been going on probably since free agency and he probably just sitting back and waiting for the right situation to fall into.
I'll be honest with you. When I saw his name pop up yesterday as visiting with the Falcons, I know it's going to be a 2-day thing.
Right.
First day was yesterday, and then today they have no practice. So I guess team meetings, whatever, he'll have a chance to meet with whoever he needs to meet with and talk with them. And obviously his agent needs to meet with Terry Fontenot, most importantly. Mm-hmm. And Terry Fontenot needs to make some space also.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to, unless he's willing to come in for way less than he's made in the past, but like,
oh, he gonna have to come in for way less than he's made,
yeah, but not as little as they got.
Yeah, no. But I mean, you could find money.
I know you can.
You could find money.
I know you can. But that's what I mean. Though.
Yeah,
Terry Fontenot would have to find that money.
Yeah, yeah.
And finding money means getting somebody to restructure their contract or maybe cutting a guy or whatever. But like as it stands right now, they got about $3 million.
Right.
You're not getting him for that.
No.
Right?
You're going to have to
That's not going
to
be 15.
You're going to have to go probably six,
yeah,
seven, somewhere
something like
there.
That. Yeah, and maybe it's a 2-year contract and you can backload it or whatever. Like, again, there's a lot of creative ways you could do it.
Right.
But I think you'd probably, there'd have to be a corresponding move. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So that would mean, again, that's Terry Fontenot being able to show, again, an ability to navigate this sort of thing. Again, I don't know. The interest has to be there from both sides, obviously, to make it happen. But this is when we talked to Terry Fontenot a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, what's your busiest time of year? He's like, I don't know. It's always pretty busy.
Right.
Like, even now.
Yeah.
Because you play a football game, even though it's a football game that doesn't particularly matter, the injuries do.
Yep.
The injuries that happened in the football game on Friday
night
are a very big deal and hit them. in like the worst spots to be hit. I mean, again, no injuries are good at any time, whether it's in the regular season, preseason, or whatever. But we went into that game on Friday night not knowing who was going to rush the passer anyway, and then your third-round draft pick gets hurt before halftime. We talked about their secondary, and one of the guys, I know he wasn't maybe going to be the starter, but one of the guys you were expecting some at least some production from this year in the secondary gets hurt on the first drive. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. yeah, not a good and one of your wide receivers gets hurt in
practice.
They're glad to get out of Miami.
Hell yeah.
Tell you that.
This kid, you know, he went down there, came down there sick. You know, talking about Trice, went down there sick.
Yeah, got sick.
Had a
missed
nice
practice.
Missed practice. The next practice, say, was pretty good, and then getting the game, and, you know, just.
Now he's out.
And I think that, you know, it's always, and we talked a lot about it, was, you know, the whole preseason thing. Well, they come out rested. They should have played in preseason. But if they get hurt, why are they playing in preseason? You know, you can never, and I'm always like, I don't know. It's football, man. You're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
You're going to get hurt.
And there's really no good time to get hurt.
There's not.
I mean, I guess, like, making the game-winning touchdown catch in the Super Bowl, if you got hurt doing that, that's better than on the first drive of preseason.
Right.
If you're weighing things. But nobody wants to get hurt ever, and you certainly don't get to choose when you get hurt. But, yeah, no, this positions of already need, I think, for the Falcons got much needier on Friday night. We've got Justin Simmons in there today. I don't know. Maybe they're interested in an edge rusher as well. There's a couple guys available. Well, I guess one guy available. New York said the other guy's not. I guess Reddick's not.
Oh, no.
We expect you to show up.
Yeah. Hey, man. This dude has lost over $1 million.
Yeah.
You're not making that back up.
Yeah.
All right, because they're not going to give you your million back.
No, they can't do that anymore.
No.
They can't do that anymore.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.